Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out with your co-hosts, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're talking about women's clothing sizes and how shitty and inconsistent they are. So, like I do on most weekends, I was shopping, went shopping, which is a great
retail
hobby of mine.
Therapy.
Retail therapy. And I want to vent and talk about women's clothing sizes, because what the fuck?
Oh my God, I know, dude. It is the absolute bane of my existence.
It makes me so miserable and hate my body, which I hate.
Yeah.
I hate that it makes you feel that way.
I know. It's so awful that so much of our self-worth and confidence is tied up in that number that's on your clothing tag.
Yeah.
When it's really like quite arbitrary in a lot of cases.
Right.
Even down to like jeans are the biggest things. Like we're just getting straight into it.
Jeans are the worst.
I hate shopping for jeans. I always end up like being so critical of my body. And there are some jeans where they fit me at the waist really well, but they don't get over my butt, or fit my butt well, but they don't, like, they're really gappy at my waist, or, you know, they'll just fit in really weird ways. They'll cling to parts of my legs that I don't want highlighted. They'll make my butt look flat. Like, there's just so many ways that jeans can make you feel terrible about yourself, and so much inconsistency.
Oh, yeah, so much inconsistency. I think the worst experience I've ever had is Cotton On jeans, which is funny because my best friend was like, oh, my God, I found the best jeans at Cotton On. And I was like, I trust your opinion. We have similar body types. I love this. And I went in and I walked out basically crying because I was like, nothing fits me. I was trying on like a size 14 and I am not a size 14.
Yeah.
And they were barely doing up. And I was like, this is 2 to 3 sizes bigger than I would usually wear.
Yeah. And the crazy
thing,
like,
weird.
It's not even necessarily always down to the cut of jean or the style of jean, because obviously there's like straight leg, skinny jeans, mum jeans,
bootleg,
like
low
so
rise,
many different types
everything.
Of jeans, high rise, mid rise, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. But even down to the type of denim can really impact the size that you're in, because some denim is stiffer than other denim.
Some is stretchy.
Denim is stretchier. So you might be able to size down because it might fit you really well at the waist and will actually be able to stretch over your hips, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's others where you can barely even get them up your calves sometimes.
I struggle with Levi's jeans. I find they're really stiff and they work for a lot of people. They're a great brand. But I tried on some of their more classic styles called, one's called the Wedgie Fit straight jean, and one's called the 501. They're very classic Levi's designs. And I could barely get them around my stomach or my thighs. And I was like, this is so weird. Mm. So many people swear by these. And it was just my body type just didn't really work for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, walked away feeling really bad about myself. And then I found a brand that was great. Now I wear basically just a brand jeans because they fit.
It's something that you kind of briefly touched on through telling that story, but different things work for different people.
Also
and so
true.
It's really tricky when there are brands who are trying to market to as broad a group of people as possible, because realistically, different clothes, not just jeans, but different clothes generally are made to flatter or not flatter particular body types and body shapes. Like sometimes the torso is really long, and so if you have a shorter torso, it can be really gappy and baggy on you, for example, if it's like a jumpsuit or something like that where torso length is important. Or even like shirts, if it's too wide and the proportions are a little bit weird, for some people works really well, for other people doesn't work so well. If you've got really long legs and your proportions
can't
are
relate.
Different to someone who has shorter legs. You might have the exact same waist size, but you have different proportions, so things fit you differently. And I think that's the thing that I also find really interesting when brands show this is a size 10 and this is how it fits different body types. Because
I haven't really seen that.
Well, there can be someone who's really tall who's a size 10 and someone who's a little bit shorter and wider who's a size 10. So it just kind of depends on what the article of clothing is and how it's supposed to fit and what proportions it's made for and all of that sort of stuff. But I do definitely find that there are certain brands where they can be really hit or miss with their sizing and really inconsistent as well. And one of those brands that I've found over time is Glassons.
Cook Eye too.
Yeah.
Fuck Cook Eye. Well, fuck Glassons. I think they're so inconsistent.
The thing that I find with Cook Eye is everything is made for women who have larger chests.
No arms.
And longer torsos and really tiny butts. Arms.
Really skinny arms. Yeah,
really skinny arms. So, like, the armholes are really tiny. They're really low cut and, like, kind of rely on you having the boobage to be able to fill something out. And if you've got kind of a shorter torso, then things often fit really weirdly on you and they kind of don't really sit right. And with Glassons, I find their bottoms can be really tricky because often I'll try on like a size 8, for example, and it'll fit my hips and butt great and it'll fit my legs great, but then it's way too big at my waist. And then I'll go to try on a size 6 and I can't even get it over my thighs. And I know that that is going to fit my waist, but it's not going to fit my butt or hips.
So annoying.
And so they're not necessarily making clothes with a range of different body types in mind. No. I find that Glassons typically makes clothes for women and girls who are quite straight down, I guess. Mm-hmm. And who are generally taller, I often have to get things taken up.
I find that with Cook Eye as well. They're tailored for people that have a pretty slim body, really tall, and not much curves in the hips or the butt or the legs. And I'll find the same thing. I'll have to go up like 2 sizes to get it over my thighs and then I'll be swimming in the waist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, I'm not a 6-foot model. I got a tummy.
I know.
Let's go.
Another brand that I find really frustratingly bad when it comes to sizing is Zara.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's another one where I usually have to go for an extra small, and that's the smallest size that they do. Sometimes it's way too tight, and then other times it's, like, really gappy at the waist and just does not fit me right at all. And I'm like, I physically cannot get any smaller than this, but it just fits me really weirdly. Or things are, like, too long. Even if they're shorts, they're too long. Always and long. I'm like, what kind of person is this made for?
Yeah, they're made for a really odd person. See, I struggle that I find their stuff runs too small often for me. And so I'll usually end up like, I think I tried something on in a large the other day and I'm not a large. I'm usually like a small to medium. And that was like, oh, okay, this is like comfortable. But it's just like, why should I have to take 3 sizes of something to the fitting rooms? Whereas I go shopping with my boyfriend and he's like, cool, I'm a small, I'm a slim cut in this, and my jean size is this. And that is the same at every store, every department store. He can order online, and I'm like, I shop at the Iconic because I need to order 14 sizes of one thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if the blue pair of jeans or the black pair of jeans are going to fit the same, even if they're the same style. We don't know.
Oh, my God. And bras as well.
Don't get me started on bras.
Are the worst. I haven't
been bra shopping in so long because the last time I went a couple of months ago, I was like, okay, this is the first time in like 5 years. I need new bras. And I just couldn't work out what size I was anymore because at one store, my usual size was too small. At another store, it was too big. I'm like, what?
I know.
My titties just need some support.
Is that so much to ask?
Is it the girlies need like, help?
The style and the cut and even varies from brand to brand. It can be vastly different. Like sometimes I'm a B cup. Sometimes I'm a D cup, which is just ridiculous.
Oh, that's weird. Sometimes you're not a D cup.
There is...
No, no offense.
In Honey Burdette, their lingerie, sometimes I'm a D or even a double D. And I'm like,
what?
So what about the women who are actually typically a double D in other styles of bras? Do they have to go to like an H cup or something like that? Like people have to do if sizing is so arbitrary, I guess? Like there's not necessarily that consistency. And then I go into another store and I'm like barely filling out a B cup sometimes. And I'm like, I don't understand how this is supposed to work.
I think what also bothers me is that so many mainstream Australian fashion brands, especially in women's wear, is that they they offer up to about a size 14 mm-hmm. when the average Australian size is at 12.
Mm.
And it just unlocks that whole other conversation about inclusivity when it comes to sizes, and that we're just expecting people to be between a size 6 to 12, which most people aren't.
Mm. Yeah, it's really unfortunate, and it sucks that there's so much of the value that we place on ourselves and our place in society based on our clothing size. Because I know that there's a lot of people, myself included, where I gained weight over the course of COVID. And
me too.
I looked in the mirror and I would technically be able to fit into a lot of my clothes, but they just didn't fit the same way anymore.
Me with my wardrobe right now, I feel.
Yeah.
You.
And I had to buy things in bigger sizes. And for some reason, it was like catastrophic for me, and I was like, oh my god, I never had to buy a size 8 or 10 before, and now I have to buy that. I've always been a size 6, and I'm like, why does it matter? Like, I should be wearing clothes that I feel great in, I feel comfortable in, that look good on me, regardless of what the size on the tag is. It shouldn't matter, but there's still so much of our identity that's tied to, oh, well, I'm a size 6, or, oh, I'm a size this, whatever. I can fit into this tiny little thing.
I know, and I think what I love about some of the movement that a lot of brands are finally making is that they are making clothes and showing them with models that are a diverse size. And the brands that I think of are Fate by Brittany Saunders. She carries from like a size 6 to like a size 20 or something. And it's not labeled as plus size clothing. It's just labeled as clothing, which I love. And I found Abby Chatfield's clothing brand Verbose does a really good job as well. And they actually, when you enter the site, they categorize it by size. So you don't have to look at all of the other sizes, so you don't feel bad about yourself. You just go, yep, I'm a size 10. And then you will see all of the clothes with models that are the same size as you showing that. And you don't have to see a size 4 or a size 6. Or if you're a size 6, you don't have to see a size 20 if you don't want to. And I think it just makes for a much more enjoyable shopping experience, because it is such a tense spot for so many women. And I hate that it is. And I hate that I tie my self-worth to a clothing size, because it doesn't matter.
Well, I think one thing around showing diverse body types, particularly when it's on online stores, it's really important because different things fit different bodies differently. And if you're shopping for a size 12 or 14 or 16 or 18 and they're only showing the style on a size 6, you have no idea how that thing is going to fit you.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to have diverse models so that you can see how things will potentially fit you, and you'll know if something is going to suit you. And I feel like when it comes to online shopping, I have a pretty good sense of what will and won't fit me or suit me. But sometimes there are things that I'll buy because I'm like, yeah, this is going to look great on me, and it doesn't.
I feel that.
And that's the thing as well. Sometimes there are, and this ties back to the inconsistency part of it, sometimes there are certain styles or even just cuts of something. It can be the exact same dress, for example, but it's cut slightly differently, or it's in a slightly different fabric, and it can fit completely differently. And so there's not necessarily that assurance that what you see on the photos online or on the rack will be something that actually works for you.
Yeah. I think what I love, and I've spoken about her so many times, Remy Bader, who's a plus size TikTok, TikTok. She's an influencer, creator, plus size, whatever. And she's great. And she does a lot of realistic try on hauls. And the thing that you touched on is she is bigger breasted. She's a bigger gal. And on the website, it might show, for example, like a sort of halter neck, sort of low cut booby sort of situation. And on the model, she'll show that it's draping. It's a little bit loose at the front where sort of it falls on the breasts. And then she'll try it on and it's stretched, it's flat, and it's a completely different wearing experience, because they didn't cater for people who were bigger breasted or bigger size.
Yeah.
And they didn't allow for that in the design. And it's stuff like that that I'm like, it is so infuriating as a woman who has gained weight, changed sizes, who is trying to shop at all of these brands that I literally have to avoid some brands nowadays because I just can't understand what size I am, and it's not a positive experience. It's not fun.
Yeah, and like we touched on jeans, like there are other, and bras as well, there are certain categories of clothing, I guess, or certain types of clothing that naturally people just generally don't feel that good when they have to shop for them. And bikinis is another thing, or swimwear is another thing.
Yeah.
And one brand that I've seen a lot of conversation around is Moana Bikini. And on,
I think I've heard of it, but I haven't seen much conversation about it.
Yeah. So I'm in one of their Facebook groups, and a lot of people in the community will post about styles that they've bought and will show photos of what it looks like on them. And a lot of the conversation is a large doesn't have any additional coverage compared to a medium. It's just a bit wider.
No.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting when brands don't necessarily take into account that a large may mean different things for different people.
Yeah.
And some people need a bit more coverage and not necessarily just a wider band. And some people do need a bit of a wider band but don't need as much coverage. So I think the brands where they really get it and design different styles for different bodies and show styles on different bodies as well and take that into account.
We love to see it.
It makes a massive difference.
It does. And you were saying that you went wedding dress shopping,
yeah,
not for yourself, not for but myself. For a friend.
To my friend.
And the story that you shared was so positive and interesting, and I want you to tell it because I think it was so great.
I think it was Made with Love Bridal, and I was talking with my friend's sister about her experience wedding dress shopping there, and she was saying that they are able to, I mean, Western wedding dresses are able to be customized anywhere and you have to get them taken in. But the way that they do it is they take your dress size for different parts of your body. So I think it's your chest, your waist, and your hip size. So you could be a size 8 waist, a size 8 top, a chest size, and a size 10 hips, and they would be able to customize that to you. And you might still need alterations off the back of that as well, but you at least have that as kind of a base size to go off, and you can customize it. You might be a size 6 waist and a size 6 hips and then a size 10 on top or something like that. But they're able to customize it, which I love, particularly your wedding dress is something that you want to feel really good in. It's a really exciting day and you want to feel beautiful and, you know, amazing and all of that sort of stuff. You don't want to feel uncomfortable and like certain parts of your body are being highlighted that you don't want to be highlighted and things don't fit you properly. And so I really liked that there was that custom element to it, which was really nice. And it's so funny because in the past, I know that bikinis were, at least previously, like ages ago, they were sold in a set and you would have the same size top and bottom.
True.
Whereas now bikinis are usually sold as separate because often people are a different size on top and on the bottom.
I definitely
am. Yeah. And so there would be some people who would have to buy 2 bikinis because there would be size on top and different size on bottom. And there would be all of this waste. And there's a lot of people now who are even still, it wasn't a pun. It wasn't intentional. However, I'll take it.
Anyway.
Backward to what I was saying. There are still some people who say, oh, I just want a size 10 on top and a 10 on bottom as well. Is that so much to ask? I want to buy things together. But they're kind of neglecting the rest of the population where they might not be the same size on top and bottom. And it does actually make a lot more sense to buy things separately.
Totally, 100%. I think one of the most talked about stores that is a red flag is Brandy Melville.
And one size fits all.
It's actually, they've changed it. It is now. And I got corrected on TikTok. I made a TikTok a couple months ago because Brandy is relatively new in Australia. Mm-hmm. But I used to shop there when I was living in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. But I was also 22. I was skinnier than I was. And so I fit into all their stuff. But it's now called, and I got ridiculed for my TikTok for calling it one size fits all.
One size fits most.
One size fits most. But I'm sorry, most is like what, a size 4 to 8? Mm. Like, I went to the South Yarra store a couple of months ago because I was like, I used to love this brand. Mm. Really cute basic stuff. It taps into that whole like California girl thing that I just personally really love that style.
Kind of preppy.
Yeah. Tried some stuff on and I did a very honest review. I was like, I felt really awful about myself. I didn't have a good time. I did end up walking out with a really cute hoodie because the hoodie fit great. And I tried on a dress and I was like, it hugs the wrong spots. Mm. I wasn't comfortable. And when I was in Sydney recently, I went into Brandy Melville again at the Bondi Junction store. And everyone working there, everyone shopping there was prepubescent or like 21, skinny. And I understand that that is the market for Brandy Melville and not people who are a little bit bustier, a little bit curvier. It is not who they make their clothes for. But I really struggle with Brandy Melville as someone who loves their stuff, but I don't fit into a lot of their stuff. And yes, they label themselves as one size fits most. And I, now that I don't fit into their stuff, I kind of see the other side of the fence is that I hate that. I wish I could wear the cute stuff, but I'm not a size 6. I'm not a size 4. I'm also not 18 anymore. So I've changed. But it's definitely one of the more controversial stores.
Yeah.
Along with your Glassons, your Zara, your Kukai, whatever else there is.
Yeah. And I think there would be a lot of people who would say, well, then just shop somewhere else. But I think it's really tricky where you can't necessarily find.
Shop there.
Yeah. It's like, I like the clothes that that store makes.
Let me,
and it would
let
be.
Let me fit, please.
If that was in a different size, it would fit me and would look really great on me. Or if they had someone with my body type in mind, then yeah, I would love to buy that thing. But they don't make for people like that. And so I think that's where the frustration comes in, where brands are just kind of like, okay, well, then don't buy from us. But it's like, well, what about all of those other brands that are also saying the same thing? Where am I supposed to get my clothes from? Like, what if the only clothes that are actually made for someone like me in mind, I don't like, and they don't feel like me as a person, but it's literally all I can wear, so that's all I will wear.
Yeah, and a conversation I've had a lot in my comments on my TikTok videos when I talk about stores that don't have great size offerings, a lot of them will come from people who are skinnier or more small bodied than I am. And they're like, oh, well, a Kukai is made for skinny people. So why are you berating a store that only I can fit into? And it's basically the flip side of the conversation for people who are plus size who can't fit into a lot of mainstream brands such as Kukai or Glassons and they need to go to plus size stores. And so you've got both sides of the conversation, but it's also just like, why are you berating someone for trying to shop somewhere that's made for a certain size and then telling, oh, well, you shop elsewhere. Why would you shit all over a store that I like? It's like, can't we just all play long and be nice and be a store like Fate that can stock cute clothes for people that are size 6 to 26? Like,
but I think the other thing as well with the brands who are more inclusive with their size ranges, they're smarter about how they design things because they know that with a more inclusive size range, things are going to fit people differently. And so they need to make sure.
Audience as well.
Yeah. But they also need to make sure that the designs that they're putting out there, they're not just coming back to the whole Remy Vader thing. They're not just selling something that, yeah, they make it big enough to fit people like that. But it's going to actually look good on them and be something that they feel good wearing because it's designed cleverly.
Yep, 100%.
On the note of bodies changing over time and, you know, I'm not 18 anymore. I fit into different things and I wear different things. There was a beautiful video on TikTok that I saw that we'll link in the show notes where this woman was talking to her boyfriend about something in her wardrobe and was saying, oh, it doesn't fit me anymore. Oh, you know, it just looks a little bit lumpy or something like that. And he gave her this beautiful pep talk about how women's bodies in particular, and he used reference to his own body as well, but bodies are meant to change over time, particularly women. Your body prepares you for childbirth, essentially. Like, it's normal for hips to get wider and tummies to hold on to a little bit more weight and bodies to just change shape over time. Mm. And that is totally okay and normal. But there is very much, and we've touched base on it in previous episodes as well, But there is very much this sense of you have to stay exactly as you always were, and you always have to stay the same. And if you change at all, then, oh no, you're doing something wrong, and you should be trying to achieve what you were able to achieve previously. When in reality, people's circumstances change as well. If you're at uni and you're barely going to class or anything, you have a lot more spare time to work out and to meal prep and to do all of these sorts of things than someone who works full time. And even
if you're a celebrity and you can afford a personal chef and a personal trainer, you're going to have a very different outlook to someone who's just trying to survive with the bare minimum, meaning they might have to be eating less healthy organic food because they just need to put food on the table. They can't splash out tens of thousands on a personal chef with organic, healthy ingredients that are straight from your own personal garden.
Yeah. So I think the underlying message, I guess, is be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Clothing sizes suck. You get one body.
Be nice. Yeah. Love yourself.
Your body does so many incredible things that it sucks that there's so much of our value that's tied into the clothing size, which is so arbitrary.
A number.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I need to tell myself that too.
Yeah. It's a constant reminder that we all need to give ourselves on a day-to-day basis, because otherwise it chips away at you.
Yeah. Totally. Lovely, Stel. That was a fun episode. I'm very angry a little bit about sizes, but I'm glad we had that conversation.
The fashion industry.
Fuckers. I think that is all we have time for today. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to vent about clothing sizes or tell us a brand that you absolutely love as well, head over to our socials, jump into the DMs, the comment section, our emails. All of it will be in the show notes below.
Yeah, we want to hear all of your recommendations of clothing brands that are really inclusive and do fit lots of different body types and sizes, because we're all for supporting brands like that. Otherwise, remember to rate, review, subscribe. If you can do those things wherever you're listening to this right now, you know the drill. Share this around with a friend. We really appreciate when you do that. Otherwise, we're excited to take you along with us as we talk about other areas of life that might not have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next week.
Bye.